A new totem pole was raised in Juneau on Saturday. The new Eagle Totem on the University of Alaska Southeast campus is intended as a complement to another totem that has stood alone for years. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
Hey, everybody, listen to me. One voice, okay? That's it. One voice. Please listen. Oh, we're going to go on three. One, two, three.
Three. Woo-hoo!
Strength and finesse, patience and tradition, all combine in the raising of a totem. Plinkett and Haida tribal assembly members, University of Alaska Southeast students and faculty and others lift an eagle totem from underneath the Egan Library. It's rested there for the last 11 months as it was crafted from a 45-foot red cedar log. Before it's raised at a prepared site between the library and Morant Building nearly 100 feet away, it's carried in a semi-circuitous route, resting on sawhorses during several stops.
Hey, everybody, down! Easy! Watch your hands! Down!
There's a short display in front of Akwan and Wushkatan clan elders to honor them and their ancestors. Visiting Haida dance groups provide the accompaniment during the procession.
And I cannot believe today is here.
UAS student Ralph Wolf says it was a nearly all-consuming effort for he and his fellow Wuchin Native Student Club members. He confesses it may have been at the expense of their classwork over the last 3 years. There were the organizational and planning meetings, what crest to put on the pole and where to place it, getting approval from the Akwan and Wushkatan clan elders, and how to hire the selected carvers without getting stymied by the university's competitive bidding process. There were also the various banquet, raffle, and fry bread fundraising efforts.
What a day. We got the beautiful weather. Everybody's here. I think it's about time we raised the pole, huh?
Blankets either belong to the eagle and raven moiety, and both are usually represented during ceremonies and other events. But UAS Chancellor John Pugh says something was amiss when they erected the raven pole across from the Whitehead Building in 1993. Originally carved by Amos Wallace, it was donated to UAS during the sale of the Standard Oil Refinery in Nikiski.
At the raising of the Raven Pole, it was brought up by the Eagles that now we needed an Eagle Pole on campus. I mean, it was from the very beginning, it was brought up that we needed to bring the balance. It's just it's taken a long time to put it together to make it work.
This was at least the fourth big carving project for the Heidelberg brothers and carving team of Joe and TJ Young. Joe says they spent 6 months last year, sometimes 12 hours a day every day, turning the log into a 36-foot totem.
And a little subtle differences, you know, where we do, you kind of offset each other's skills, you know, and it does help to have, you know, a brother that could see how I do it and he knows how he does it, and we know that we each other does this, you know, we're going to be pleased with each other's work. Yeah, it would have been nice if he was left-handed or I was left-handed, then we could, you know, do both sides or, you know, at the same time maybe get done faster or something, but it didn't work out like that.
Warriors, are you ready? Hold. That means everybody, 1, 2, 3.
The pole carving and raising will cost about $180,000. A lot of it was offset with Sea Alaska Corporation donating the $50,000 log. Some final maneuvering onto the steel post and concrete foundation, the now upright pole is bolted into place. Crest facing the sun and looking toward Ok Bay. Afterward, personal stories and thanks, an offering to the ancestors and dancing. After 17 years, spiritual balance returns to UAS. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.